You're listening to Success with Michael and Faith. This podcast is dedicated to transformation through communication and information with the dynamic duo, Michael and Faith Thomas. Now, let's go right into the live conference call as they discuss personal development and 25 principles of success by Dr. Francine Hash.
Life is really all about. So very, very briefly, you know, I came from four generations of pastors, and I love my upbringing. I love being in a church. I love working in the church, singing in the choir, and doing all of the things that you have the opportunity to do as you grow up in the church, learning how to sing and hear me and just everything about that. But you come to a point in your life where you start doing an assessment about your life, where you are. And I must have been about 50, 53 years old then when I started looking at that. Yeah, I don't mind telling my age. I'm a blessed woman.
Amen.
But I started looking at where I was and what I was confessing and what I was hearing every week when I went to church, and believing it, absolutely believing it. But, you know, faith is action. And so it's not enough to just go to church and grow up in the church, and I'm very proud of four generations, but that's not enough to really lay hold of the things that God created and left on this earth for us. And so if you don't position yourself, if you don't get out of your box, if you don't take the challenge, as Steve Harvey said, take the jump and go out there and then apply everything that you've heard year after year after year after year that you've been sitting in those pews in the church, think, what are we showing the world? We're not showing the world the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God when we're just as poor and just as broke and divorces and all of the pain and things going on in your life. Just like the world, we're supposed to be separate. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to show the world the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. So if we're not doing that as the body of Christ, then the failure is not in the God that we serve. The failure is in how well do we position ourselves to go out there and get the other knowledge. We already know that God has already provided for us. We already know He has left it. Everything good here on the earth for us. But why is it then that we don't have it? And so therefore, that's what challenged me to start writing these books. That's what challenged me to reach back and take a look at, yes, the education is wonderful. God allowed me to get some education, get some degrees, but I, even at that still was not giving me what I know, the promises that God had promised us. So each of us individually have to face our truth. What is your truth? Why is it that then you're not able to show the world the good and the acceptable and perfect will of God? And so that's what these books are about. And that's what Faith and Michael have availed themselves to continue. I live in Florida now, but thank God for this technology that Michael and Faith have taken the reins, and they are still continuing to carry on and have the seminars every month. They're having these phone calls because they believe in the promises of God, and they believe that in God's people, that we should be the head and not the tail. And so I thank God for Faith and Michael and the tenacity that they are showing, and in reading all of these books. They've been in all of the classes, the Pathways for Life and the Business Development and Consulting Groups classes. They were diligently in all the classes and everything, and so now they are ready to go out here and be a voice, to be able to help more people. There should be hundreds of people on this call, because as I go back and forth and to and fro from church to church, face to face, I still see Christians who have been Christians for 30, 40, 50 years and still not living the promises. So that lets me know that there's still a need for personal development. There's still a need for business startup development. There's still a need for grant writing. There's still a need for all of these wonderful workshops and training that Michael and Faith are doing down in the southeast region of the country. So I think that if you can hear my heart, no one is going to do it for you. Everybody on this call, you got to just get up. Sometimes you don't even feel like being on the call. Sometimes you don't even feel like going to the meeting. But if you keep doing the same thing you've been doing, you're going to keep getting the same thing you've got. And I don't care if you go to church every Sunday, 52 weeks out of the year. You're still going to keep getting the same thing until you avail yourself and break through those feelings that, oh, I'm tired today. I don't feel like going. You got to go. Because this is your life, and you only have one life to live. So if you don't do it, no one is going to do it for you. You can't blame the pastor. You can't blame the teacher. You can't blame anybody else. It's all according to how much tenacity are you going to put forth the effort to break through and break out of the barriers that have hindered you from the blessings that we know God has put on this earth for us. So I'm going to stop right there because you know I'm passionate about this. And again, I just want to say thank you, Michael, and say for your tenacity to continue the great work that you are doing.
Well, thank you, Dr. Friend. That is the fire that we need on this call to make sure that everyone can definitely, as we're going through basically your life, as you've written out these 25 principles, to be able to see the things that you share in seasons of having to step out or having to deal with fears and inadequacies and questions. So now to actually, many years later, hear your voice on the other side of it, I believe that that gives the fuel that everyone on this call needs to know that there is an other side. And so that's what this principle number 6 is about. You actually reclaimed your dream. You actually took hold to the reins of your life, and you began to steer it. And as I was saying that, you shared so eloquently that at the age of 50, you really had to stop and you had to pause. And you had to look at your life and say, you know what? I'm doing well in life. I'm helping other people produce and other people, their dreams and their visions. I'm undergirding them and making sure that their dreams are coming true. But what about me? And then you talked about, you know, even the negative talk that comes in our head that told you that you were too old, that you were too late at the age of 50 to decide to take charge of your life and say, you know what, I'm no longer going to just be a supportive unit, but it's time for me to step out and step into my own ideas, my own dreams, my own aspirations. And so with that, with some encouragement of your family members, which happened to be your adult children at the time, you took that risk and you stepped out. And now thousands upon thousands of people are being impacted by your life and what you have to share in these 25 principles. So being that you were so transparent in these 25 different success principles, Michael is going to just really break down. We're going to talk about reclaiming your dreams, but Michael has done some research and just looking at what does it mean to dream. And so I'm going to hand it over to him right now so that he can expound upon that, because as we get into the lesson, we really need to have a foundation and a viewpoint and a perspective of what dreaming really means. So, Michael, you can pick it up from right there.
Well, thank you so much. Again, sometimes, you know, it's been said, and ever since I heard this quote years and years ago, I have really leaned and leaned and leaned into it, and that sometimes it's easier to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. So thank you, Dr. Fran, for elaborating. I mean, for those of you who don't have the book, I just want to remind you to make sure we don't forget to let you guys know. In order to get the book, you can contact Faith Thomas. You can contact Michael Thomas. You can call us on our mobile phones, our social media pages. They're out there. Let us know you want to get a copy of the book, and we'll certainly make sure you get a copy of the book. I mean, this book, I just really want to reiterate that it really deals with self-development, and it's really an investment in yourself. You know, so many times I know I've come to that point where I look back and I said, man, I put such a great investment in so many other people. How much have I invested in myself? You know, and when you talk about reclaiming your dream, you know, so many times there's so many voices out there doing. It's not always bad voices, not always negative voices, but it may not be your voice. You know, there's a sound that's very unique to you. There's a sound that you may have lost. You may have to go back and find from being a little child. What are those things that you love to do? Maybe some things that maybe someone along the way said, that's silly, or that's not the real world, or that'll never work, or that can't be a reality, or you need to do this, or you need to focus on that. But what is it that you desire? What is it that you want? What is it that satisfies you? What is it that you are attracted to? You know, in this age that we talk so much about, you know, the law of attraction, you know, and we're looking to attract things that what? Satisfy us. We're looking to work and attract things that satisfy us. And I heard one of the great motivational speakers, Les Brown, said this. He said, I don't know who originally said it, but he's the one I heard say it. And, you know, I look at it, he said, what is it when you talk about reclaiming your dream? What you're really after is satisfaction. You know, the old thing to say, what? I can't get no satisfaction. Well, you're after satisfaction. And when you look at the word satisfaction, what are the last six words of satisfaction? I mean, not words, but letters. What are the last six letters of the word satisfaction? Action.
Action.
Mm-hmm. Action. Every day we got to take steps. We got to take action, you know, even when we don't feel like it. Like Dr. Friend said, you may not, you know, you had a lot going on. You had a long day. You still ain't made dinner probably. You haven't ate dinner like myself. But you have to take some action every day to self-develop, develop yourself, develop your skills, encourage yourself. You know, we often quote in the church arena that David encouraged himself. And that's also when you can encourage yourself. But it's also awesome when you can get around like-minded people that will also encourage you to find and reclaim your dream, that satisfaction. At the end of satisfaction, you have action. And also at the end of attraction, if you desire to attract the things that satisfy you in life, at the end of attraction, you have what? The same six letters, action. So daily, every day, every week, every month, we have to come up with an agenda and a plan that helps and assists us with reclaiming our dreams. And anyone that knows me, well, let me go back to the book. I don't want to forget to say this because I really want to emphasize this concerning the book that we're going through that Dr. Fran wrote. In that book, Reclaiming Your Dream, that chapter is only three pages. It's only three pages. So this is not something we're going to rush into. This is something we're going to meditate on. There are exercises to go through. We're really going to dig deep into the roots of our soul, to the roots of our mind, to the roots of our past, to the roots of the present, to really get into who am I, who was I created to be, and where am I, and where am I going, and where do I desire to be? Reclaiming your dream. You know, this, when you look at this book, and even this week, I'll just be candid with some of you guys. We had an exercise, I think, maybe about three chapters back. I think it was principle number three on forgiveness. There were some things that transpired even in the last couple of weeks. You know, I had already began to process because one of the things that we talked about that's what I call a success blocker to claiming your dream is unforgiveness. Making sure that you have forgiven people, you don't hold no bitterness, no art in your heart, because ultimately, you know what they say about bitterness? Bitterness is like you drinking poison, but you hoping the other person die. It's not profitable to you, and it hurts you the most. And even in the last couple of weeks, I had went through the forgiveness exercise, and I had wrote down, you know, my teachers from my childhood that I needed to forgive. I wrote down, you know, things that my parents did that I needed to forgive. I wrote down things that my siblings did, all these different things. Well, it just so happened in the last couple of weeks, some things transpired. Some new people came up that I had to forgive. But so I said that to say this. More so than a reading book, this is really a study book. It's something that you can go back over that chapter and over that chapter. It's not just a reading book, but it's a study book. It has exercises that is very crucial that you complete the exercises. So if you've gotten a little busy, like I have, I will admit, but I make sure I go back and take time to look at the exercises, to do the exercises and take and make adequate time for the exercises so I can get the complete benefits of the book. So I'll move on from that, but contact us and we can make sure that you have a book so that you can follow along with us. And for those of you who have a book, you know, I want to encourage you to go over the exercises, continue to meditate on the book, and some chapters, like I said, only 3 pages at a time, because it's so much power and so much depth wrapped up in those 3 pages. You need a moment. You know, it's not a thing where you rush through and read 40 and 50 pages at one time. It's only 2 and 3 pages, 4 and 5 pages at a time. But anyway, anybody that knows me knows this. And then after I share this, I'm going to turn it over to Faith and she'll facilitate from there. Anyone who knows me know, I always tell people, I'm the type of person, whenever I'm meditating or studying or I'm trying to work a self-development type of self-improvement principle, I like to look up definitions. I love to look up definitions in English, all types of languages. And when I look at the definitions, normally a word that I may know the definition, and it may be parts of the definition I thought I knew that I kind of forgot about. So let me share, when you talk about reclaiming a dream, let me just read a few definitions. And I'm not even going to begin to elaborate all the stuff that, you know, came to my mind that I'm meditating on as far as reclaiming my dream. But I think when you talk about reclaiming a dream, you must first define what the dream is. I won't stay here, but I use for an example, Dr. Martin Luther King, he said what? I have a dream. But we must know what is the dream. He took the time to be able to clearly define what his dream was. And we all have dreams. So let's define dream. You can look this up, WebsterDictionary.com, etc. It says, number one, dream. Dream is a succession of images. That's extremely important, that word images. A succession of images, thoughts, or emotions passing through the mind. That's the first definition. Number two, a dream is an involuntary vision occurring to a person when awake. That's involuntary, but also a dream is a vision voluntarily indulged in while awake. You know, looking back through your life and seeing what are the things through the years at these different stages that I voluntarily indulged in. And you know, you've heard it said like this. What is that thing that you would do for free? What is that thing that you knew that eventually I would like to do this? Regardless of what you're doing now, regardless of what your education has been, because we know in America, people are educated in all types of stuff. But most of the time, when you ask them what field they work in, it's almost like their education has almost nothing to do with the field that they're in. So what are those things? Number four, a dream is an aspiration, a goal or an aim. And when you talk about an aim, I think you can really get a revelation, or it can really be revealed to you if you've ever done any type of shooting. If you ever had to tune in on something specifically and aim at a target or a goal. Number five is to see vision. I mean, dream can be to see or imagine in a vision. And the last definition I looked up, and I ran to these really quick, because we don't want to keep you guys too long. The last definition I ran up for dream is something most desirable or ideal in your life. What is that end result that's most desirable in your life that you believe will bring you satisfaction that you need to take action on to accomplish your dream? Having said that, that's my main thing. And just so we won't forget, I'll leave you this quote by Venus Williams. Venus Williams, it's in the book. And in the book, it's a quote by Venus Williams that says this: you have to believe in your dream when no one else does. That's what makes you a winner. And Faith, I'm going to turn this over to you. I'll just share the last two things that I believe as far as reclaiming your dream. I think fear is a number one dream blocker. Fear is a number one dream blocker. And I think procrastination is a number one dream blocker. And I heard a great man say this. He said, the weapons of mass distractions block dreams. Weapons of mass distraction. Mm-hmm. What is it that's distracting you for going after your dream? And that's pretty much all I have to share out of what I received out of these, out of principle number 6, reclaiming your dream.
Faith. Well, thank you, Michael. That was wonderful what you shared. It's amazing how we haven't even studied this together, and that word action has actually come up twice in what you shared in studying this principle number 6, reclaiming your dream.
And just to piggyback off of where you left off, where you talked about what does a dream mean, I looked up the word, what does reclaim mean? And so reclaim can be explained in several different terms. You can think of reclaim as far as recovering something that was lost, recuperate something, to redeem something, to retrieve something. And then I went and looked at the etymology of the word, and to reclaim is actually a transition verb, and a verb is an action. And so what the key is that if you're going to reclaim your dream, you're going to have to take some action. You got to have something to be a transition verb, means there has to be an object that you're focused on in doing that action. That's what makes it a transition verb. It is a verb that is directly tied to a noun, which is a person, place, or thing. So you now have to, if you're going to reclaim your dream, you're going to have to take some action, and you're going to have to name what that object is, you know? And sometimes it can be difficult in naming the object, because unfortunately, many of us, we have been programmed to want and desire what other people have told us is good to have. You know, as Michael was sharing, there are so many other voices that have been speaking to us on what we should like and what we should dislike and what type of home we should have and what type of car we should drive. And sometimes you just have to get alone by yourself and get in this book and complete the exercises, because when you complete the exercises, what you're going to find, hold on 1 second, I got a little echo. What you're going to find when you do the exercises is you're going to be able to go through and shut out all of those other voices that told you who you were, what your talents are, what lane you should stay in. And you may find out that some of those things are confirming, because sometimes it's our family and our friends that may have noticed and they know us best. But many times what we're going to have to realize is that a lot of our dreams, or what we thought was our dreams, were thoughts and ideas that was put on us possibly by other people that we admire, other people that we respect, but we still haven't gotten into the weeds of what is my specific dream. So in order to go out and reclaim something, as Michael said, you're going to have to define it. You're going to have to give it a name. And so I was trying to think of, you know, what would be a tool to assist people that, you know, maybe this is your first time really delving into figuring out what it is that you like, what it is that you would wake up every day and do, and you would do it for free. Many of us don't feel like we've ever had the luxury to actually figure out what it is that we want, you know, because we're taking care of kids, we're paying bills, we're caring for elderly people. You know, all of these things are going on, but what we're trying to encourage you all tonight is you're going to have to take that time. You're going to have to make yourself a priority where you take some time each and every day, even if it's just 15 minutes, to get away with yourself, to be able to get in this success book and do these exercises so that you can discover what is it that you really want. And a quick thing that did actually come to me that you can start with is always know this. The world is made up of women, men, boys, and girls, okay? So you know, no matter whatever it is that you want to do, it's going to involve one of those four sets of people. They may be older men and women. They may be younger children. But either way, you can just start right there to know that there's only four types of people that you're going to be serving: men, women, boys, or girls. And so once you figure out that who you're going to be servicing, what you're also going to notice is that there are areas that you can serve them in. And so by getting with groups like we're doing tonight, the Success Group, what you're going to see is that we're going to be talking about, you know, the education area, the area of art and dance, the area of commerce, where maybe you're even selling a particular type of food, or there's a particular product or invention that you have. There's politics, there's gardening. There are so many different areas of life that you can begin to serve people in, but it really can be made simple. There are men and women, boys and girls, and now you just have to figure out, and how do I want to serve these people? Which segment of that population that I want to serve, and in what area do I want to serve them in? And so when you begin to look at life through that lens, who am I going to serve, and in what way am I going to serve them, then that's when you're going to start figuring out what is your ultimate dream. Now your dream actually becomes clearer. You can actually see a clear path. So for some of us, it may be children. You may love to work with children. Well, now you've actually chosen, I want to work with young boys and young girls. I want to work with children. And then you figure out, well, how do I want to serve them? Do I want to serve them by teaching them sports? Do I want to serve them by exposing them to the arts and dance? Do I want to serve them by actually being an educator? So all of these different little tips are ways that you can begin to meander and make sure that you actually have a clear dream. And for those of us that have had opportunities in our past to actually have a dream and we've had glimpses of our future, if we're going to reclaim it, we're going to get back to that action word. What action are you going to begin to take to make sure that you are progressively working towards that dream? And so some of the tips that Dr. Fran has given us in principle number 6 is, first of all, you want to be like Solomon. And you want to get every ounce of wisdom and knowledge that you can lay your hands on once you've actually identified what your dream is. Okay? So get every bit of wisdom, whether, and Michael Tett said it before, whether that's investing in a book, become an expert in whatever it is that you believe is part of your destiny. Also, we're going to principle number, the second part of principle number 6 is to study to show yourself approved, because that gives you confidence, okay? When you study, you actually have confidence in whatever it is that you're going after, because know that there are going to be blockers, there are going to be challenges, there are going to be things out there that come to knock you down and take away your confidence. So by knowing what you're going after and being well-versed and well-studied and getting every piece of knowledge that you can, that's going to help you. And then the third thing is to be diligent and to be consistent and to change your habits daily in pursuing and going after it.
Thank you for listening to Success with Michael and Faith Thomas. To find out more about this dynamic duo, visit www.michaelandfaith.com.